Hello and welcome. This is Ollie Lindholm of OllieLindholm.com, and in this audio I'm going to share 10 habits with you that will help to create a more fun and enjoyable life. Let's begin. Let's imagine that you visit the doctor today and discover that you have an incurable disease and 6 months left to live. Most people freak out when they read something like this. They don't want to think about death, and that's fair enough. But let's not fool ourselves. We're all going to die. And so, when we hear the news, we suddenly wake up to the life we have. Where did all those days go, you wonder? You ask yourself, what's my legacy? What will my best friend, partner, and colleague say at my funeral? What do I want them to say? If today is my last day, how do I want to spend it? And if money isn't a problem, what would I do? And this kind of question in itself helps you start living a life like you've never done before. You're suddenly waking up to the life you want. You realize that you only have 6 months left. And you stop complicating things, and you make things very simple. Because life becomes crystal clear now that you know that you're soon about to die. And you think more carefully about who you need to spend your time with, and more importantly, you also know who you want to avoid and what kind of activities you want to avoid. You do more of what makes you happy, and it is really that simple. Because it boils down to this. To make the most of every day, you must take action. And that's what Everyday Rules one-on-one recording is about. Taking small steps to improve the quality of your day-to-day life. As a way to fight mediocrity and boredom. And we can do this by using our habits, because your habits are your life. And you usually don't think about your habits until they become a problem. But that's a mistake. The worst habits are the ones that you don't notice. Do you sit in the same chair every day? Do you same way to work or school? Many small habits prevent you from making the most of your life. You treat them as insignificant when they're not. So, as a way to look at 10 habit breakers, how to break free from the boredom of everyday life. Everyday life can quickly become predictable and boring, and we don't want for it to happen, but it does. Now, the secret behind finding an enjoyable and meaningful life is it doesn't take a lot, but it sure takes something. And for a lot of people, that something is missing. But the habit breakers that I will share in this audio with you provide you with that something. They wake you up from the autopilot and help you appreciate the finer things in life, like the details of a beautiful street painting or the smell and taste of your favorite coffee. It's so easy to forget about the people, places, and things that breathe joy and energy into your life. You take them for granted. That's going to change now. You're going to discover what people and activities are most important to you, and you will be grateful to them. Let's reveal the missing pieces in your day so you can start living the life you want. I want you to start with the nourishing exercise. You can take out a piece of paper and split it into two columns. I prefer paper, but of course you can do it on a computer as well. Do whichever works best for you. Then write activities I do in a normal day in the left column and nourishing/depleting in the right column. If an activity is nourishing, you put an N. If you find it depleting, you put a D. You can use a piece of paper, or you can also print out the Everyday Rules ebook and fill out the table that you find there. You will soon realize what does nourish you. I bet you've never really thought of that before. I certainly hadn't before I read about it in a book called Mindfulness by Professor Mark Williams and Denny Penman. Now that you've done the exercise, what nourishing activities do you want to do more of? Try to schedule those in your calendar, and try to do more of them. You can also consider what to do with the depleting tasks. Perhaps you can outsource them completely, for example by hiring an accountant if the idea of filing your tax return scares you. You should also remember to seek support from your family and friends. They can be a wonderful support network in dealing with your most depleting activities. So, for the first habit breaker, pick one nourishing activity you can do within the next 24 hours, and then think about how did it make you feel? Where did you do it? And when can you do it again? A great example here is to go for a walk. Going for a walk is extremely helpful, and it does give us a lot of energy. The next step in creating a fun and meaningful life is to find the right people to be with. But great people are hard to come by. But you need to find them. You can go online, offline, it doesn't matter. They're out there, you just need to be looking for them. And you do want to look, because the quality of your everyday life depends on the people you spend time with. So, let's figure out if you're hanging out with the right kind of crowd in the first place. You can think of people that you see during the day. This can be colleagues at work, or maybe classmates, friends and other family. And you can get yourself an idea of how many of these people, who gives you the most energy? Who do you really want to spend time with? You can look at the people that you have on the list and you can think, what kind of traits or qualities do they have that nourish you? And where did you find them? Were there people online, at work, at a special meetout, maybe even social media? Perhaps you even see a pattern. There may be certain types of people and environments that nourish you. Remember to experiment and play with both. But also be aware of the people that bring you down. What kind of person drains you? There are always some people who bring us down. We can't stand them for one reason or another, and they may be lovely, but they might not be a good fit for us, and that is totally okay. Accept it and move on. Your life is too short, and the world is too big for you to hang out with people that don't give you any energy. So try the second habit breaker. Find one nourishing person to hang out with in the next 24 hours. How did that person make you feel? Where did you find this person? And when can you see them again? So far, we've talked a lot about how your day-to-day life boils down to creating more remarkable relationships and doing more nourishing activities. Because when you do more of both, you'll have an everyday life that rules. But how do we get there? For most people, this means we have to break some of our old habits. In short, you need more habit breakers. So, here are 10 everyday rules, followed by 10 habit breakers, which will help you with this transformation. Rule 1. Treat yourself well. This is the most important rule of all. Without this golden rule, everything else falls apart because your actions begin to lose meaning to you. It doesn't matter what others say or do. If you constantly attack yourself, you will never move forward. Instead, you will hurt yourself even more. It's a downward spiral, and you don't want to feed this vicious cycle of self-destruction. As such, as a habit breaker number 1 can be to invent a friendly mantra. A few kind words that you can repeat whenever you're feeling stressed, lonely, or sad. For example, I borrow a friendly mantra that I got from Mark Williams' mindfulness book. It says, "May I be safe and free from suffering. May I be as happy and as healthy as it is possible for me to be. May I have ease of being." And that leads us to rule number 2, be more mindful. Now, you don't have to be religious to practice meditation. It's a great way for you to exercise your mind and stretch those awareness muscles. Mindfulness is powerful because it allows you to switch gears between the doing mode and the being mode. It helps you to reconnect with your body and surroundings. In short, it makes you feel more alive and can bring wonders to your day-to-day life. So, for this habit breaker, give yourself a 3-minute breathing space. Simply close your eyes and focus on your breath. Rule number 3 is to embrace your inner child. You don't have to take yourself so seriously, and as adults, we usually do. But it's okay to be silly and ask stupid questions. Heck, it's how we got to the top of the food chain. Imagine for a second that you're 5 years old. What do you want to do now? I bet you don't want to sit behind a desk all day. 5-year-olds are way too smart for that. They run around and play with each other or on their own. How playful are you in your day-to-day life? Being playful doesn't cost you a dime, and it makes you laugh, reduces stress, and helps you explore your inner child. Sounds like a pretty good deal to me. So for Habit Breaker 3, try and do something to embrace your inner child. You could, for example, draw with crayons, hop on the swings, play video games, or why not pop a balloon? Rule number 4 for a happy and fun life is to venture into the unknown. Now, the unknown can be a scary but exciting place, but you want to go there more often. You live too much in your calendar, and there's little room for exploration and spontaneity. Next time you go to the movies, try watching something you've never heard about. Same goes for books and music. Go to your nearest library and ask a librarian what books have had the most impact in her life. See what these new books and movies do for you. So for habit breaker number 4, go to the movies. Only this time, watch something you've never heard about before. Resist the temptation to even watch the trailer. Rule number 5 is to do more of what makes you happy. It really is that simple. But we complicate things by saying to ourselves that we have to act like an adult and be more responsible. This is nonsense, of course, but it is persuasive nonsense nevertheless. Excuses like, "I'm too old for that," or "Who am I to do something crazy like that?" stop us from doing the things we love. This is a bad habit because it's so persuasive. You can try to flip it around and say, "Who am I not to do those crazy things? Who says that I'm too old for this when I'm still feeling young and healthy?" So in your life, try to only do the things that you cannot not do, and only do the things that bring you illegal amounts of happiness. So remember those activities that you identified in the nourishing exercise? Well, that's a great place for you to start. Whether it's in photography, writing, fruit picking, or simply going for a walk, I don't care. You need to do more of what makes you happy today. So for the habit breaker number 5, pick one nourishing activity you can do within the next 24 hours. And you can record how it made you feel afterwards. What was it that gave you a boost in energy? Do more of it. Rule number 6 for everyday rules is to live, learn, and teach. We're wired to learn new things. Our minds and bodies can't help it. Now, you don't have to go back to the school bench. Instead, search online and at your local library for groups, programs, and forums that discuss your topic. Network with them and build remarkable relationships. If you can't find anyone interested in your topic, then that's your chance to build a community and bring people together. Passion is your most important fuel here. When you follow your interests and engage more fully in them, you feel more satisfied and energized. So, for habit breaker number 6, choose a subject you're interested in. Go to the library, search the internet, and find a way to learn more. And put your learning into practice by teaching others. This could be your friends or family. Rule number 7, change your environment. We've talked a lot about energy in this free recording. And for good reason, energy matters a lot. Our environment gives us more energy than we give it credit for. So Rule 7 encourages us to gain distance from the places that we occupy the most. You don't have to go on a 4-week holiday to enjoy the benefits of changing your environment. It can be enough with changing chairs at home or take a different route to work. You can go somewhere new. Doesn't matter whether it's close to home or far away. Challenge yourself with habit breaker number 7. You could buy a public transport ticket, close your eyes, move your finger over the public transport map, and say stop. Open your eyes. Now go to the station that your finger points to on the map. It's your destination unknown. In rule number 8, it says challenge yourself. There's nothing quite like a challenge. I recommend you start doing something small, something I like to call T-Day challenges. T-Days occur on a Tuesday and Thursday, and these are excellent days for you to do something you wouldn't normally do. You sometimes need an excuse to try something new. Well, a T-Day challenge is a darn good excuse. So, for habit breaker number 8, you can connect with a stranger. You know who are the most resourceful, funny, and challenging people to be around? Strangers. We have so much to learn from them. They can show you new ways of doing and seeing things. And for the most part, they're not like that scary man your mom warned about when you were 7 years old. So, what you can do is try and connect with me, and we can inspire each other to do more awesome stuff. And as for rule number 9, you can be generous and help others. It's deeply gratifying to be generous, and it's a real pleasure to be able to help others, and I'm very grateful to be able to help you live a fun and meaningful life. So, for habit breaker number 9, you can try and ask a relative or a friend, or even a stranger, and see if there is something you can help them with. Rule number 10 for a fun and meaningful life is to show up and do the work. If you've been waiting for the absolute secret tip, you've been waiting in vain. I don't know of any airy-fairy dust solution to making your everyday life more enjoyable and meaningful, because that tough part is up to you. What I do know is the power of rocking up day after day, to welcome each new day for what it is, 24 hours of endless possibilities, new people to meet, new food to try, and new places to go. The choices are up to you. If you begin to value the potential of every day in your life, you will travel far, my friend. So for habit breaker number 10, is to fight resistance by taking the smallest step on your next goal. You can silently say to yourself, "Hi, resistance, I'm not going to let you get in my way today. I'm going to do this small thing." But above all, set sail, my friend. 20 years from now, you will be more disappointed by the things that you didn't do than by the ones you did do. So, throw off the bowlines, sail away from the safe harbor, catch the trade winds in your sails, explore, dream, discover. I want to thank you for making it through this recording, and I look forward to keeping in touch. And feel free to email me anytime through the contact form on my website. This is Ollie Lindholm. Thanks for listening.